You're listening to SBS News.
There was some relief for victims of clergy abuse when the Victorian Court of Appeal upheld a guilty verdict against George Pell in August. Australia's highest-ranking Catholic had months earlier been convicted of abusing two choir boys at St Patrick's Cathedral in Melbourne in the 1990s, and the convictions were upheld in a 2-1 ruling. But now the High Court has ruled Pell could be given another chance to plead his case. Lisa Flynn, the lawyer for the father of one of Pell's victims who died in 2014, said her client is gutted.
He is extremely disappointed with the High Court's decision to allow Pell leave to appeal the conviction. He was really hopeful that this would be over for him today because as the process goes on and has gone on for some time, it is extremely re-traumatising for him.
The surviving victim's lawyer, Viv Waller, said her client was disappointed but respected the process.
He has his ups and downs, but by the same token, this is a criminal case. We understand and respect that the appeals process is an important check and balance on the criminal justice system, and we all want to be sure that the court administration is operating properly. So we're both very respectful of the appeals process and will respect the decision of the court.
In a brief hearing at the High Court, Justice Michelle Gordon and Justice James Edelman agreed to refer the matter to the full court. This means arguments will be heard sometime next year before all 7 High Court judges. Law expert Professor Jeremy Gans says the judges will then decide whether there are grounds to grant an appeal or refuse it.
They've hedged their bets a bit. They haven't decided that they're going to actually decide the case. They've just given Pell his day in court to make that argument. At the end of that day, they'll decide whether they'll take the case on or not and what the decision will be if they do.
Victim advocates, including Chrissy Foster, whose daughters were both abused by Catholic priests, says it's disappointing.
Brings it all up again. It makes it continue. And again, it just leaves it open for another decision.
Lawyers for Pell argue errors were made in dismissing the appeal and say Pell was required to prove the offending was impossible rather than placing the onus of proof on prosecutors. A spokesperson for the disgraced cardinal said they would not comment given the matter was still before the court. But the Archbishop of Sydney, Anthony Fisher, said he welcomed today's decision and that the cardinal has always maintained his innocence and continues to do so. He said many questions remain and it is appropriate that these will be examined by our highest court and that the church would continue to offer pastoral support to Cardinal Pell. Pell is currently serving his 6-year sentence in the Melbourne Assessment Prison in isolation for his own protection. If his latest attempt to appeal fails, the 78-year-old will have to serve at least 3 years and 8 months before being eligible for parole. Gloria Claish, SBS News.